What happens if someone is concerned that a Fairtrade certified customer is not conforming to Fairtrade standards? How can someone report an allegation? I'm Andrea Corenda, and today I invited Anne-Sophie Boizard, Senior Credibility Assurance Officer, and Esteban Elizondo, Senior Certification Analyst, to explain what exactly means to raise an allegation and how Flowcert deals with the ones received. Originally from France, but based in our office in Bonn, Anne-Sophie joined Flowcert in 2017 as Quality Management, then Credibility Assurance Officer. Her main task is to coordinate the allegations investigations worldwide. Anne-Sophie has a background in food science, having previously worked in the food industry sector in the United States. Esteban was born and raised in Costa Rica, and he joined Flowcert in 2010 as a certification analyst. Besides guiding customers with their certification processes, he is currently the allegations coordinator for the Americas. Esteban has a background in agricultural economics and agribusiness. Hello, Anne-Sophie. Hello, Esteban. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. It's very nice being here with you.
Great. Then let's start. I would say a functioning allegations system is an essential part of Flowcert certification. What mechanisms does Flowcert have in place for someone who wants to report an allegation? But let's start from the beginning. What is an allegation anyway, and who can raise one?
I think I can answer that one. So an allegation is a statement or an accusation against one of our certified customers, which basically says that someone is not complying with the fair trade standards. And well, basically anyone can raise an allegation. So to give you some examples, they can come from members of the organization. It can come from trade partners, from producer networks, from journalists. Any person has the possibility to do it. Then we have several channels to do this. We have an online form on our website. Last year we habilitated a WhatsApp number. You can also write us an email to any of our Flowcert accounts. And finally, we have a reporting tool, which is called Fairtrace. And there you can, you will find an option to also put a confidential feedback that will get to the credibility assurance department. In general terms, that's what an allegation is and like the basic parts of it.
I see. So what exactly happens after an allegation is received?
I will take this question then. Once we receive an allegation, then we first confirm it is a valid case, meaning that it has to be related to the fair trade standards. And then together with Esteban or with another responsible, if it's in another region, we define the best method to do the investigation. So we can use a regular audit, we can use an unannounced audit, it can be on site, it can be remote, depending on the situation. So we have several options. But of course, no matter what method we choose, the allegation is always confidential. And then once the investigation is done, I contact the alleger again to share the outcome of the audit, meaning whether the organization is still certified or is suspended or decertified, depending on the findings. And yes, that's the process. And we commit to close any case within 6 months.
And Sophie, can you also give some examples and tell us what cases do you typically get?
Well, yes, if we look at the statistics from last year in 2020, we received a majority, about 70% of the cases that were concerning producer organizations and 30% traders. And more than half of the cases we received came from Latin America, and usually from members of the organization itself. And the issues that are mainly reported to us are about lack of democracy in the organization or misuse of the fair trade premium.
Thank you. My next question is probably for you, Esteban. The COVID-19 pandemic had an impact on how Flowcert operates, physical audits being replaced by remote audits. Was there a change or an impact on the allegation process? What about the volume, the number of complaints?
Okay, so, well, the allegation process itself remains the same, meaning that the steps we go through are the same as before, but we have changed the way we make the investigations. So instead of before, we were only investigating these situations on site with a physical audit. But now we have also the option to do this remotely, which give us more options to investigate the situations in the best way possible. We have also, as I said before, opened a WhatsApp number with the intention to reach the farm and factory workers or producers, because this is an easy way for them to do it. And the volume of allegations, to answer the last part of your question, has increased, actually. In 2020, we received 110 allegations, which is three times the number of cases we received in 2017, for example. So this, for us, it's a sign that people trust Flowcert, and that also the channels that we have available are working for them.
Having more channels definitely helps. My last question is for you and Sophie. In your team, you are not just dealing with allegations, but you also take on complaints about Flowcert's decisions or service. What happens in such a case?
Well, first, I would like to say that our customers are always welcome to share their dissatisfaction, because this is how we can improve the way we work. And they can indeed challenge a non-conformity raised in an audit, a suspension or withdrawal of the fair trade certificate by filing an appeal. And this case is then brought up to the appeal or review committee, which is constituted of internal experts in certification, and we commit to provide a final decision within 35 days, meaning that either the initial decision is confirmed or overturned. And then when it comes to complaints which are related to the way we work, like response time or unprofessional behavior or our fee system, for example, then Credibility Assurance handles those cases on a case-by-case basis in an impartial manner. And if relevant, we ask another staff member to assist us. For example, if the complaint is about an external auditor, then we can contact the regional auditor responsible. And yes, for the people listening to us now and who want to know more about those processes, we have the procedures on our website as well as the statistics from last year.
Thank you. And I can add to that that on our website, you can find this document under the Quality and Appeals page. I'm Sophie. Esteban, thank you very much for this interview. It was great to have you here today.